From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio coming to you from the studios of the BBC in London this week. Today, the U.S. House of Representatives is scheduled to vote on a roughly $8 billion funding package to help people get back on track after the torrents of Hurricane Harvey. There's widespread support for the new spending and thus a tempting vehicle for another of the Trump administration's financial priorities, the leeway to borrow more money. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington.
The Harvey funding bill has bipartisan support. Raising the debt limit, not so much. Romina Baca is a federal spending expert with the Heritage Foundation.
They're talking about using the Harvey relief package to do something that would otherwise be very politically unpopular, and that is raising the debt ceiling without first cutting spending.
Raising the debt limit is a must, or in a few weeks, Treasury won't have the cash to pay the government's bills. Shai Akabas is with the Bipartisan Policy Center.
The government pays out close to 100 million bills each and every month.
Social Security checks, Medicare payments to doctors, emergency relief for hurricane victims.
And all of those bills could be at risk if the debt limit isn't extended.
Many members of Congress don't want that extension linked to Harvey funding, but the Trump administration says without a higher debt limit, the check Congress writes for Harvey relief, it might just bounce. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.